Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
In this season, God is causing women to rise. Amen. Deborah is still an amazing figure in the Bible. When men of stature, men with military experience, fled, she arose. So every time you see men pulling back, it could be a golden opportunity for you. When you see men of stature in any industry running away, that this thing can't work again. Anything you do in that season will make you distinct. So don't run because people are running. David charged towards Goliath. Numbers 13, let's read from verse 21 all the way down. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob as men come to Amat. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, Talma, the children of Anak, were. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down thence a branch with one cluster of grape. And they bear it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranate and of the figs. And the place was called the Brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from the searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and are very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwelt in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. But the men went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, this land through which we have gone up to search it, it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. All right, taking your conquered territory, part 4. Last Sunday, I began to share with us about the importance of searching. And please permit me to tell you that searching for that land that God has given to you comes by revelation. Many times we stumble into it. It's not as though we always knew. Sometimes people try to give you the impression they always knew what will happen to their destiny. But the truth of the matter is that many times we stumbled into it. So don't be afraid or ashamed if you didn't see an angel appear to you. Because everybody tries to magnify their calling. Paul said, I magnify my own calling. Even if I'm not an apostle to them, I'm an apostle to you. All right? And you are the proof of my apostleship. So you cannot be an online apostle. Hey. The proof of your work is the people. Others may see you and call you Brother Gbenga. But some may look at you and call you pastor. Those who even understand your DNA may call you prophet. They may call you a prophet. But those who really know you say, this is a man that loves God. Not necessarily the title again. And that's why today I'm a bit very careful with the kind of information I consume online. I hope you know that attention is currency. Eh? So you have to be very careful. Because when you need to search the land, you can't do it with an online apostle. What you can do is to give you a tip or try to help your faith. But if you have a problem, is that your pastor that is not anointed, you will still call. Because that one that you are shouting amen and typing amen, you can't call him. He doesn't know you. In our process of searching, we will need men. God will need to put men in your path. You will need the Joshuas. You will need the Calebs. There are people that will be strategically placed around you. They may not look like the kind of people you want at that moment. But for some reason, God will give them the grace to have your time. Are you with me? I say God will give them what? To have your time. Some of them will tell you, look, I don't know why I'm doing this. Have you heard people tell you that before? I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know you. I don't know. But you see, grace has been supplied. Some of them, oh, you remind me of my sister. You remind me of, you bear the same name with my mother, my grandmother. That's not enough reason. But for some reason, the bowels of grace have been opened. It's very important to choose very carefully. When the Lord is beginning to lead you in a direction, deliberately, the people you send out to journey with you along that path. Very important. Please also understand that out of every 12, you are very likely only going to get 2 people whose head will be correct. If you choose 12 men to go and search the land, you have a 16% chance. 2 over 12 times 100. So I want you to see that you don't really need 50% to succeed. You need one man. With 2 good men around you. Why do I say 2? Because a threefold cord is not easily broken. If God puts 2 men around you, maybe number one, your spouse, and then maybe a prayer partner. Is there some echo or feedback? I don't know what. Please, don't destroy my anointing this morning. Some things can destroy the anointing. Hallelujah. Okay, I can't even hear myself again now. But can you still hear me? I can't even hear anything. Hallelujah. Are we good? So, please pay attention to these principles so that when you go into the market, you know exactly what you are looking for. I was listening to some guy online, and the guy said, way back when we were on campus, it was a fantastic idea to go into the Faculty of Science as a new student. What is the main course? What's the prince of courses in the Faculty of Science? No, I didn't say medicine. I say Faculty of Science. Who said microbiology? Computer science. Way back, when even the lecturer himself doesn't have a laptop. The lecturer doesn't even have a computer, but he's teaching us CSC 404. And you are graduating, but you have never seen a computer. Everything you see is in your mind. So, it's a serious matter. But in those days, when you graduate, if you attend a school like Lautech, and you graduate from the Department of Computer Science, you're a big boy. The way you even come out, like my brother here, he will be here in second service, Brother Bimbo, he studied computer science from Lautech. Wonderful. He's a guru when you talk about programming. I'm not joking. He's a very young man, but you see all his hair, white, from writing codes. Lautech is a very good school, way back. But the school was so good that my friend had to teach himself programming when he graduated. That's how good the school was. Lautech is one of the highly rated state universities. But that school was Lautech. When Lautechs are standing, people from Akumba don't talk. Way back. I'm just trying to let you understand that how good the institution was, or our institutions back then was. My friend had to buy books. Then, not with online, though, teach himself how to write programs. Because after 5 years in Lautech, he got a certificate. But didn't know how to write programs. But today, his own son is already writing programs. And he's still in the secondary. He's not even a graduate yet. It's not enough to say, I have a certification in project management. That's what I'm... It's not about this. Like, please hear what I'm saying. It's not about saying, I wrote one exam and I can do that. Do you understand how this thing works? I am telling you now that if you pick 12 people as anointed as you are, you only have 16%. You only have 16% success rate. That Moses, the man of God, ye kambala bosha. My brother, stand up. Alema Koriasa. Busayo. Oh, the Lord said there are 3 people there. Oh, the Lord has spoken. Moses has never been known to be a prophet that talks anyhow. But even with his prophetic declaration, that prophecy will only guarantee him what? 16%. The attitude of those 16 is what will make up the differential. 16 from 100. That's 84. The 84% is not anointing. Okay, nobody's listening now. I said the 84% is not anointing. It's what? It's attitude, it's character. When they put in front of that computer, you already know that in any project team that you are, if you are somewhere around the project team of 8 or 10, you already know that less than 10% of us will put in the work. Probably only 1 person or 2 persons will be following up with everybody. Please, I need to get, deliver, send your mail, do this. Because most people are not, they don't understand the connection between what they do and territory. The reason why somebody, God might place a lady or a brother in a school and say, this is where I'm sending you. But everywhere he goes, he sees young guys like himself. Oh, what do you do? He says, I'm in tech. Which one? He says, I'm in tech. Then your ex, you met her somewhere around Oshodi. Oh, how are you doing? She sees the way you are dressed. Sorry, where are you now? He says, I'm at social school. Oh, is that where you live? He says, no, that's where I work. in our mind. Thank God I broke up with his sorry, self. Let me not use the word I would have really used. Thank God I left him when I did. So this one wants me to be a teacher's wife. There's nothing wrong. There's dignity in labor. But for some reason, the girl is thanking God that that relationship did not progress because of your status. But if the Lord places you in a school and say, my son, unto this commission have I appointed you. Because God sees a connection between the young minds and his agenda. You are looking at, if God really loves me, there should be somewhere in this equation where I become a rich man. Please, are you with me? Unfortunately, this earth is about to be wiped away. You know, Jesus is coming very soon. It may be your lifetime, because with what is going on now, I'm not really sure we have 100 years again. I'm not sure. The iniquity is fully at work. God needs to come and redeem the elect. I'm trying to show you or help you appreciate the need to understand the science of taking territories. If you pick 12 men, Jesus chose 12. The chances are very high that most of them would not be optimally useful. They will not be optimally, they will not perform optimally. Even among the disciples, we only had Peter, James, and John, who were the major, and Jesus had 12. Moses chose 12, he had 2. It's not as if God wants everybody to fail. It's just that the mindset of people around you will not always be like your own. Please, are you with me? You are the one with the vision. Oh, I want to start a bakery. Oh, I want to go into real estate. And then, we need to employ some. You are the one with the vision. Most people are just there to collect a salary. For them, you have established this team because we need to have project teams in the church, in the office. They are not looking at this as this thing is going to produce something that will lead to their final achievement, which is reflective of the vision. So when you are in a group with people and you see that most of them are failing in their strength, they are not able to continue the journey. Please remember that only 2 men came back with a good report. Have we made progress? So don't be discouraged that you started something and most people began to pull out. These people, these 12 men, were selected under the anointing. Are we together? Don't say, if God truly spoke to the man of God. Listen, God's anointing can select you, but you can deselect yourself. You have to be careful. The Bible said that in verse 23, are you with me so far? Please, what we are doing is we are applying this knowledge. We are applying this knowledge. For instance, let me just throw this in. It's not part of my message. But if you are still trying to look for a job right now, my recommendation, even if you're in tech, will be to go into Agile Project Management. If you can take the pain to go into Agile, then you may not need Scrum, but if you do Agile, you will be able to do remote work here and not bother about leaving the country. Because Agile is being sought for. Because now organizations are realizing that you don't really need everybody to make a project work, a vision. You just need a group. In that group, there must be a tech person, there must be a project manager, or even if when you say project manager, we need an Agile, because Agile is a set of principles that must be applied to the project. So, have you done this? It's like a checklist. Have you done this? Have you done that? If you skip one step, there's a popular oil and gas company in the world. I won't mention their name. And they applied Agile. And they were able to optimize their profit by over 30%. And that is in the tune of billions of dollars. So I'm just throwing this in. Go and sell your iPhone 15 and apply for an Agile certification. It will not be easy, I have to warn you. But it's doable. Come on, say doable. So, the Bible says in verse 23, and they came to the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. When you see grapes in the Bible, what do they represent? Huh? Wine. Anointings. Crushings. Huh? There's this popular song. You are making new wine. You know the song? Thank you. Aha. So if Michael knows that song, please find the tune for me. So that's a beautiful capturing of this verse. Those guys were sent on a mission, and the Lord permitted them before taking ownership of that land to receive a first fruit of what was promised them as what? A cluster of grapes. That means that by the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. And by this, I am assuring you that even though your beginning is small, but your latter end, you should what? Greatly increase. The land is with giant, but this is a symbol of my promise. It may look very small, something as small as a cluster of grapes, because you are not currently in that land. But listen, if it takes 40 years, God will fulfill his word. And it will not take 40 years. I say it will not take 40 years. Amen. It took 40 years because those guys were a bunch of disobedient people. That journey was supposed to be 40 days. Do you know how many days they toured around this land? 40 days. This land. They went around the land 40 days. Enough time for them to take over the inheritance. But God made them go around 40 years because God will not break protocol. If God sees you are not ready, he will not allow you. Please, I want you to follow me. And as I'm sharing with you, I want you to be thinking along with me. So that you understand that when God looks at you, he's looking at you holistically. He's looking at your spiritual life. He's looking at your marital life. He's looking at every aspect of your life. And he has something to say about every aspect. God is not so dumb that the only thing he likes to do is make you speak in tongues. God can do more than that. Meanwhile, the fact that you speak in tongues is a sign that the power of God is over you, which means you should be able to distill that power, use that power, break it into other aspects of your life, and get what you want. Please, are you with me? Are you still here? The Bible said, a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bore it between two people upon a staff. If you read the book of Psalms chapter 23, David was speaking to us. Please, are you with me this morning? Don't be distracted, though. In Psalm 23, the scripture talks about thy rod and thy staff. What do? They comfort me. Now, if you initially, I used to think that the rod and staff were two different sticks, but Jewish history now taught us that it was one. You know that staff has something like a hook like this, where you can the one in our village in Ohafia. You put your hand on the staff, but you see the other end is like slightly sharp. So the rod and the staff. The staff is what? Your instruction. It is God being able to train you and guide you systematically. That's when they employ you. They call you a member of staff or a staff member. Eh? You are brought into a community where you need to flow within the corporate culture and corporate behavior. And let me tell you something today. It would not have mattered if your favorite candidate won the last presidential election. Eh? It would not have mattered. Do you know why? Because culture will eat system for breakfast any day. When you bring your senior president from an environment where people fight their way and pay their way to be there, and 90% of your senators got there in that same way. National Assembly, House of Assembly, judiciary, you have people from different villages gathering in Abuja, and you have only one righteous man amongst them. So if my guess is right, he will be crucified the way they killed Jesus. He will be a hero, but he will be dead. Huh? He will be a hero, but he will have to die. So the only way he won't have to forfeit his life is to go back and join one of those parties. So let us continue to thank God for our brother that lost the elections. I'm telling you, let's thank God for him. Because his hands would have been soiled. The system is deep. The system is deep. Yes. The scripture says, they brought of the pomegranate and of the figs. I think these pomegranates, they are very expensive. They are very expensive. So, or quite expensive. So, for those of you, before you pronounce that word anyhow, you must have your dollar card ready to do the needful. It's very expensive. It's not like your mango or whatever. If you have a bunch of this in your freezer, you have to warn everybody at home, don't touch it. Because some people, they only specialize in touching what they cannot pay for. That's their area of specialization. You cannot even leave anything in the fridge and expect to. If the moment you call and say, ah, which at home? They say, cool is at home. Ah, your bread is gone. Your bread is gone. 1-5. Your bread is gone. Just be crying because if Kule is at home, and Kule is a prayer warrior. Now, they returned from searching the land after 40 days. Now, this is my area of concentration. Somebody took a team of 12 men, took 40 days to search the land. 12 men went on a project to search the land. And they are coming back to make a presentation to the MD after 40 days for which you have been paid. And your summation. In verse 27 and 28. Now, what I'm showing you here is how to identify men that will never enter the land from their conversations. Please, are you with me? You are walking in a place. After now, you will deliberately choose not to be close to some people again. Because you will now realize that every time you spoke to them, something happened to your dreams. Just because somebody has done 40 days with you, shakaba, elaba, rahasaraba, elaba, it is your spirit that is being blessed. Your mind is unfruitful. The only way to make your mind fruitful when you pray in tongues, especially for hours, is to have your notepad beside you. Because as you pray, God will be bringing things to your mind. You write them down. Don't think, just write it down first. If not, your spirit will be blessed. Have you ever prayed for 2 hours and you came out asking yourself, what did I do? You didn't feel special or blessed. You know. These guys were assigned by the MD CEO to represent the president, go to China, go and see how they do it, go to the UK, and then stop over at Japan. Japan, I hope you know Japan is living in the future. So, go to Japan. Those are places I would like to spend the rest of my days. And wear their traditional thing. And I've always felt I'm from there anyway. So, don't be bending down 10 times and be greeting yourself. After 40 days of carefully selecting a team, you now ask them to make a presentation. Let's look at what they presented. 40 days of work. If you're a CEO here, I want to show you how to fire people, how to know those to fire before they commit any crime. Before they commit any crime. And if you are in this category, you are due to be fired. So you either have to change today. Come on, say change. Let's look at their report. A summary of their report. Verse 27 and 28. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land where you sent us." Was it their project or was it Moses that sent them? So Moses sent, that means Moses had what he took to send them on that mission, right? Yes. All right. And surely it what? It flows with milk and honey. Your boss calls you and says, "I'm telling you how to keep your seat in that office. We want to start this project. Our goal by the end of the year is to get 10% market share." You are not even aware what they mean by market share. But you heard market share. You wrote it down. You didn't go back to ask your friends. Yeah, Dalu. Hey, what is market share? Are they sharing something there? You did not bother to ask. You are just writing. Ever writing, never attaining. Some people, if you see their note, they think my messages in their jotter. Now, it's a whole Bible. But they don't go back to it. Because for them, they were in the church when pastor spoke. The competition is getting very, very tight. It's not enough to say you have done a professional certification. When people look at you, they want to know if you're a problem solver, if they have to be doing follow-up on top of the salary you are collecting. Look at them. They said the land flows with milk and honey, just like you told us. Oh, if we move our business from always having to come to Lekki, we start doing 4 days at home, remote work, and one day, Mondays, at the office, our productivity is enhanced. Somebody came back and confirmed that what the visionaire said was right. That it's possible to take away Okadas and bikes from the express in Lagos. For those of us that were in Lagos then, it looked like something that was impossible. Some of you just came to Lagos 2 days ago. We were in Lagos when we take people to Igbobi every week. Igbobi. Do you know Igbobi?
Yes.
Huh? Igbobi Hospital, Abi. Where they treat bones and because the problems of Okada, some of you never saw it. I traveled to a state recently. Okadas were bikes were everywhere. There. You know that's when it occurred to me that why are there so many bikes on? Something. Oh, my sister. When you are blessed, go to Dubai for vacation. Go to France. Don't go for 1 week. Go for like a month. Save up. Touch 2-3 countries. Get a Schengen visa. Paris, Greece. Stop over. Just play around. So when you come back, you will be angry. Because from the airport, you are going to be in traffic. They're like, what's wrong? Like, no, many people thought that thing would not stand in Lagos. That on this express, the people riding bikes on this express now are military officers and police officers.
Yes.
That is why the system will never work. Because those who are meant to keep the law are the ones breaking it. So I said to have a governor now that decides to be catching latecomers. Because there's no other work now. Somebody told you there's something we can tap into here. What the person expects is for you to go and do your research and tell him how that thing is going to work. So my brothers, the ones that they chose for my village, they came back with a report and said, ah, truly, the land is what? It's flowing. That means the resources here are what? In abundance. Please, let me use this opportunity to tell you today. When you are going for a private meeting with your boss, even if it's with your pastor, try to anticipate what the conversation will be about. Don't just come here and say, sir, you sent for me. You are fired. If you had a previous conversation, please, is somebody getting blessed? If you had a previous conversation with your boss, most likely he's going to ask you something about that matter. So think about it. And please, don't go into that office saying we are working on it. See, I'm waiting for Kule. He has not been around. So when he comes, we'll go there together. Are you? What's that your name again? Say it's Mata. You are fired. There are some things visionaries don't like hearing. While you project yourself as a honest person, they look at you as weak and somebody they can dispense with. They are not feeling your strength. They don't see you talking with the... Not that you are proud, though. I'm not asking you to be proud. But there's a way you talk. It's easy for your boss to know this person knows what we are saying. Where my wife works, if she leaves that office today, she has opened the door for the possibility of another Nigerian working there because of the way she works. I come with my laptop to my bed to watch a movie because if I can't sleep, I'll just be watching something till I doze off. She brings her laptop. Everybody comes with laptop. But we are doing different things. Sometimes she says she can't sleep. She starts working. Yes. Our problem is not... Well, she's not here. I should just leave her alone right now. If my wife tells me there's something she needs to do, but she doesn't know how to do it, I normally think she's lying. I think she, honestly, like my wife will say she doesn't know what she has. She just wants me to say something. I'm not really thinking she doesn't know. I just say, no, don't worry. Just take a break. You know, you come around. But I'm only saying that also religiously because I can't believe that my wife will tell me she doesn't know what she would do. Ah, yo, she's too smart. She's too smart for that. But she's really serious, so. Like, what do you think? What about? I say, I'm not an accountant. You know it. Nobody wants a liability. God will not give you territories if you can't clean up after yourself. Starting with the state of your restroom. Yeah. Your restroom, that one you left, where you went to this morning. Please, are you with me this morning? God looks at the heart. But men look at the outside. Don't go anywhere and say, God, it was you that gave me this job. Have you labored? Have you worked hard? Can your boss leave the office for 3 days and everything will be okay? We are raising incompetent people who speak in tongues. You always have to come back. If somebody who doesn't know anything about your job is pointing out your mistake to you, you should be fired. Immediately. And if your boss is a pastor, he should fire you too. Immediately. And tell you to resume at the church for workers in training. It is the insult of the highest order for somebody who is not in your field to be saying, but why is this place like this? Why? And you're not saying, it's true. You are not confirming what, okay. It's true, sir. It's true, sir. We'll work on it. You add 40 days. You add a team. Even if you add 84% less participation, what about your Caleb? What about your Caleb? What about your Caleb? You have Joshua, you have Caleb. What about your... Look around you now. Don't just be speaking in tongues. Look around you. There's somebody in that team that you can resonate with. You only have a problem if you now find that you are the only one with common sense. Then you have a problem. You need to pray. Please, somebody with me now. The man of God told them to make a presentation, and what they told him is that truly that place is great too. You would have felt that they just wanted to give the man of God the good news before the bad news. But please, that scripture where they said the land is great, it's flowing with milk and honey. Did Moses already know that? So what have you said? There are things we do that make us appear shallow. The person, your boy just looking at you like, wow. MBA Unilag. He doesn't say anything out of respect. But to now end his respect, you will do twice the work. Because he will never respect you again. The only way to stretch your capacity is not when they give you work at your pace. Somebody say, I like to work at my pace. It's when they dump it on you and you are able to segment. Oh. I wish somebody's hearing me right now. Don't touch the work yet. Take a paper. There's no way we can meet up. 1 hour for project A. 1 hour each. The next 1 hour. You break everything. If not, you'll be overwhelmed. Go and check people who are productive. Jesus said, I must do the works of him who has sent me while it is what? He said, because the night cometh when what? The humanity of Jesus will not respond at night. It is his divinity. So the night is for him to pray and seek God. But as far as preaching, if you call Jesus to do VG, he will not come. Invite him to your church, he won't go. Because that night is when he talks to God. No matter the honorarium. Do you see the way Jesus prayed? The Bible says he prayed with agonizing tears unto him that was able to save him. Then when he comes in the morning, be free. Be cleansed. Jesus never spent 2 minutes with anybody because of demon possession. So that means there is something wrong in our doctrine of deliverance in Nigeria. Please, are you with me? There's something wrong. And if you listen to the word of God the way you are hearing it now, and you still choose to be reckless, and there's no restraint around your soul, okay, then you need deliverance. But please also understand that after Jesus taught the word of God for 3.5 years, the disciples had nothing in their head. They all ran away. So you can only determine your own level of involvement because Peter can deny you. John, with all his worship lifestyle, can run away. We live to fight another day. And John lived to fight another day. But he ran first. After the worship and singing and loving on Jesus, I just love you with all my heart. He ran away. Judas hung himself. Those guys were just a bunch of... But the women, the one that was 7 demons, have you? Was cast. Mary, she stood at the tomb. They should come and kill me here. She was the one who still went to follow up on Peter. He has risen. Pastor, come back to the church. That's why, whether you like it or not, if you like, be a male chauvinist. Any ministry that does not make provision for the women in that church will not survive. Even in China, it will not survive. Go and check all the women that worked with God from Genesis. They were stable. Deborah, Mary, even Mary, the mother of Joshua, she was among those that was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Dorcas. Go and check all the men that gave God headache, migraine. They were very anointed men. Very anointed. Like David. Samson. Who else? Saul. Brother. Sorry. How can I call him brother? Agbaman. Solomon. Who else? Demas. He was an apostle. Who else? Judas. Judas raised the dead. He was the treasurer. Do you know how trustworthy you must be to keep, for Jesus to keep money with you? But the man still stole and just did not know quickly. He was a clean thief. Look at those who did well. They were men of wisdom. Daniel. Joseph. Those who finished well, though. They were not men that were very loud. We confuse loudness for impact. That you are loud doesn't mean you are impacting your generation. I went to Kenya. All the Christian programs that were being shown, only one church, and they were speaking Swahili, that seemed to be saying something. Every other church that I saw there, false prophets, false. I didn't need to go there. I was just watching them. So please understand that the majority will not take the day. So stop trying to impress anybody. Even Moses had 16% success rate with all his prophecy. So open your eyes and go and apply this principle. The moment you share your vision, want to do this, want to have an NGO, want to, and they start saying, just don't beg. If you have to beg them to stay, you will keep begging them. So don't worry, go. You are my brother in Christ, but on this project. And the moment people make a decision not to be committed to what will take your time, reduce the time you give them to. Did you hear what I said? If, for instance, you said, I cannot be your pastor, that's fine. But you also cannot be sending me love letters, messages, voice notes about your problem. You have to take it to your new pastor. If you have left first bank, you've gone to Access. Please, let Access give you Access. Hey, it's division of labor now, Abby. Yes. Why are you laboring under man's feet? This person has a pastor. Trying to be everybody's pastor, you just die. If God comes now, he will only ask me about the people here. He won't ask me about the other church. Those guys came and gave an initial report that seemed favorable. Let's look at the next statement. What verse is that? Huh? 28. Nevertheless, another way to say this is what? But. However. All these however people in your office and but people on Monday morning when you have your Zoom meeting. We try to initiate the project. However, somebody I know in there's always when somebody in their office wants to tell you why they couldn't do something, they'll start speaking big English. The gamut. The gamut of knowledge. The gamut. I had to go online to check. Gamut. It's in English. It's part of your vocabulary. But I didn't learn that one when I was in school. Because nobody was using gamut. Why you say gamut? You confuse everybody. Because even the MD doesn't know what gamut is. You have to go at this. You can't argue with him because you don't know what gamut. You need to know what gamut means to be able to say, sir, you are not saying anything that is sensible. However, but the challenge, the problem, nevertheless, What else? Huh? Talk to me. The constraints. You started initially giving me the information I already have. Now, tell me the part that involves you. For 40 days, the first thing you came up with was a constraint. We never told you the land will not be without giants. God never told you that the land will not be without giants. God would never give you a vision if it was going to be a walkthrough. I think that's the problem. Most people just feel like, oh, because God says, oh. Hallelujah. Because God says, oh, she's going to be my wife. That means you won't have challenge. Or you won't have a set of challenges. You will fight. You will... you will threaten yourself. You said it was three angels that appeared to you and told you she's your wife. Welcome. Say you are here now. You will blast yourself. Never know, see anything. Because God told you she's your wife. Everything. Are you perfect? No, you will fight. So that you can know on time. If this is somebody you want to marry. This girl likes breakfast in bed. You understand? She likes breakfast in bed. And it's not a crime, especially if you have suffered all your life, to want breakfast in bed. It's not, you have earned it. You have earned it. It's your money. But if this guy is an Amala and Eba kind of person, do you want to eat the Eba? So please, 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 we are going to fight. Because the way you start, you will continue. Any day you want to settle quarrel, you have to bring the breakfast in bed. So if you know you don't want to start, fight now so that you won't start what you can't finish. If I wanted to ask that, those of you that are married, how many of you have ever gotten breakfast? Never. Why? How? And in the month of April, our marriage will be 14 years. I've not done it once, and I don't feel guilty. See, let me tell you, you will not understand. You know, you watch all those what do you call those? So that's the only difference. Me, I'm paying school fees, I'm paying bills. When I wake up, I'm thinking of at this house rent. Eh? Or like last night, we noticed the house was going to catch fire. The whole six flat. And I called my landlord from London. I say, hey, I should put man inside the wire. I say, me. I say, I'm not a professional. I like to work with those who know. He said, no, just, I say, me. Me. You won't understand. You won't appreciate this one. It is, what I was going to say is, it is other people's children you send on dangerous message. Pastor, no, don't worry, Pastor. You see that? Can you see this red? I said, I can't see anything. I can't see anything. Let day break. The night has no friend. Let day break. We will not know which color. Because you say green. This thing I'm seeing is red. If I go, and I'm preaching to you, say, something happened last night. Pastor was trying to. No. I come against every spirit of premature death. So imagine that you are in a team and they're asking you to now do somebody's role. For which you are not crafted for. But because you are proud, you cannot say, sorry, this is not my expertise. You went there and scattered everything. Tamper with the exact sheet. Now, they can't even find the original sheet again. Then the person has resumed from a sick leave. Say, where is the sheet? He said, what is that? What is scatter? The guys came and they said, nevertheless, look at it. The people are strong. Excuse me. God will never send you into any field for which you will not require grace. Please, are you with me? If God sent you there, you breeze in. It was just luck. It's not God. If you don't deal with culture shock, some of you are not used to culture shock. When you have to work with white men, and you see the way they talk to you, oh, are you okay? Are you sure this is fine for you? Unlike when you are at Lekki here, where even from third mainland there will be raining. Why are you not here? Eh? You are incompetent. You have fire, fire. My wife knows this thing too well. You know, tell me that say, "Am I? You don't talk to your spouse." Me, there are things to talk about. Like we talk about this thing. So, what I know is what she knows. Like on the road, oh, why are you not here? Actually, I'm running into a bit of traffic. Why you are in traffic? You should leave your house early. Is this the agreement you signed with the bank? You should be here 7:30 latest. You left your house late. You woke up late. I tell you, anyway, when you come, you answer your query. The white man, we ask you to do something, and he will be asking you, is it fine? Are you comfortable? Do you want to do it now? Do you want to add it to your next quarter project? Do you want, you are like, eh? So, now like this work, they sweet. Now like this, now they do, yeah? In Nigeria, you go explain tire. You go explain tire. I know that he got into my mouth this week. I just got it. Ah, I said, well, where did I hear this? Somebody had made this statement before. Say, you go explain tire. And I did my like this tire. You go if it over low. If you don't have money, you go explain. The moment they think of you in the office and see you as incompetent, you will always have to keep explaining. Actually, sir, it's not like that. Actually, you know, I actually called technical team and then it was Kule. You go explain, Taya. We know you are not competent. Don't worry. Out of every 12, there will be a Judas. We know your level. You are employed by mistake. When you are going into all those strategic meetings, anticipate what the conversation is about. Don't go there and say, the Holy Spirit will tell me what to say. You are not on trial. You are going for a strategic meeting. He's going to ask me about the FUT project. What's the status? When are we closing for the quarter? What's this? What's that? What about this other client? You should not say, actually, you should have called all the reporting your colleagues want to get their own feedback. So I don't look like a Christian who the only thing you know how to do is speak in tongues. Meanwhile, the only reason why you speak in tongues is because it doesn't require mental energy. Somebody is angry. Are you blessed? Listen, what I'm giving you here is how a Joshua rose out of nothing. And when they needed a replacement for Moses, it was him. It was not just about the anointing. Joshua didn't prophesy one day before that day. Joshua never performed a miracle before that day. Please, are you with me? But he proved himself to be useful. And one day when they needed somebody to head the country division, the head of the Nigerian office, South Africa, or the next one to go to Kenya, they say there's no better person than Busayo. Because they have seen her disposition. She comes into the meeting as a leader. If you run a business, you don't come into that business as the operations man. You come in like you are thinking about how everything connects. You can't do that and at the same time be pursuing customer, come and buy. No! Monetize your stress. And staff, come on, say staff. Your weakness. Anything you know you can't do, employ somebody to do it. Don't pray, Yakata. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Alabada. In the name of Jesus, I have wisdom. But I can do all things to Christ. Sir, put an advert out. For instance, now I've been looking for a PA now. All of them have been running. Because I don't know why they are running. But most likely because when you resume, I will not play the pastor card with you. It's work. Huh? So I can relate with why you have to run. Bishop Erekpo never had a PA for more than 6 months. They ran away. Until his son-in-law became his PA. And one day, he said he came into the office. He said he saw the boy in Bishop Erekpo's office lying on the floor, snoring. broad daylight. Bishop Oedipo stepped over him, and the boy did not move. Bishop Oedipo said, a lion stepped over you, and you did not move. Ah! Bishop Oedipo burst into life. He said, I've finished this boy. He said, this boy, Motilo, I've finished this boy. For him, a lion walked over you. You did not even feel that something has passed over. You continued. Ah, Otire. So if you love Bishop Oedipo, don't be too close to him. Because once you see her, you are very good. Come and walk. He said, never let land the people that dwell here, they are strong. And the cities are walled. Number one, strength. Number two, defense. That means our customers were unable to reach them. They are there, but they are walled off. This land that God has promised me and my family, we can't get access. We don't know those who are in charge. We can't reach them. These are people of strength. So every time you are dealing with territories, always look for the people who are the bearers of strength in that area. Those are the people you need to deal with. Even when you are dealing with a family situation, don't cast out every demon. Look for the ogre, the chief among them. Cast out those ones. The smaller ones will run. Says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. It's a principle. Number two, look for the areas in that industry that are walled in. There are things going on in that industry that outsiders don't know about. You're in the office, but they don't invite you for that conversation. Those are the places you need to break into. And how do you break into it? Come on, say wisdom. Come on, say wisdom. There was no way on earth that Joseph would have been privileged to move in 24 hours from being a slave and sitting in the council of ministers, if not for the wisdom of God. So when you go into a territory, you want to take over, God has promised you, but currently you are just a sojourner. Currently you only have a bunch of grapes. You don't even have a reason, you are not sure you are going to be here for long, but God told you, I will give you and your family this place. Huh? So you must be armed with wisdom. There's a place for prayers, but there's a place for the spirit of wisdom. When wisdom comes upon you, you begin to speak, and the Bible says wisdom makes a man's face to shine. When you begin to speak, like wow, wow, wow. So we have this kind of person here. Wow, wow, wow. When I was okay, let me just say this. Please, are you blessed this morning? So sorry, I don't know. Second service, I will go spiritual on you. So don't worry. Last year, when I was privileged by our brother that came from Norway, you remember him? Huh? And he was the one that God used to give me my entrance to the government house at Edo State to go and train the governor's personal staff. Huh? Are you with me? They didn't know me, but I was standing in for somebody. They had to treat me the way they would have treated him. Okay? So, the conversation we had was on WhatsApp, not even a video call. You have the opportunity, and then who else can we call to help us? When God needed a man to go to Macedonia, Paul may not have been the first option. But they looked at it. Who will not argue with us like Peter? Who will not argue? God said, this year, I don't want to argue with Peter. I want us to be friends. Say, call Paul. Paul only had a dream, packed his bag, left. Some people will still be waiting to confirm the dream. 5 years, they are still there. God, is it Macedonia? Or is it Syria? So, these Macedonian people will die. Nobody will save them. So God looked for a man. The same way that brother just called me and said, look, we had not even seen physically before that day. Based on recommendation, just, you know what he did? He went online to watch my messages. That's how he became convinced that I could do the job. He went online to watch my message. Like, wow, okay. Say, please, go to Edo State government. Put me in a brand new hotel. My feeding was 30,000 every day. And they were asking, hope you are okay. And they, every time they brought their food at the governor's office, I didn't touch it. Oh, I remember Daniel. I didn't touch it. Not because there was idol, but it was a consecration. They left the training room, went, came back, met me there. By the time I was done with them, after training DGs, head of service, PAM Circle, they gave me fantasy, say, you are coming back here. Ah, they gave me a name, Osayowambo. That's my Benin name. The day your destiny will count, you will not have time to prepare again. You have to be ready. Start thinking. Start living in your prophecy before you get there. Start living there. Start organizing your environment for where God is taking you. Let God even see that you have packed your bags. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. God will not need to look at your face or your age to bless you. When God makes up his mind about you, that's it. Even if you are 40, 42, 45, God can give you an excellent name which no man can soil. Do you believe that this morning? Please rise on your feet. Let's pray. I want you to ask God for the spirit of wisdom this morning as we begin to engage with territories. I want you to ask if the Lord has placed you in a specific